Kaylee gained breathing on her own after sustaining grave head injury in St. Louis fight. By Olivia Rondo on March 24, 2024. Kaylee Gain, the Missouri teen who was seen getting her head bashed into the pavement by another girl during a fight, is now stable and breathing on her own according to her family. Shocking cell phone footage of the altercation took social media by storm earlier this month, showing a massive brawl involving several teens near Hazelwood East High School in St. Louis. After throwing the first blow against her opponent, Kaylee was slammed to the ground by the 15-year-old, who repeatedly smacked her head into the street until a cracking sound was heard. Other teens continued to brawl around the girls, with no one seen stopping to check on critically injured Kaylee. Kaylee was gravely hurt by a severe head injury, St. Louis police said. The other girl was arrested the next day on assault charges, Breitbart News reported. Since the March 8 incident, Kaylee had been in the intensive care unit in the hospital until recently. Her family informed Fox 2 on Saturday that the teen is finally stabilized, breathing on her own, and has been moved out of the ICU. A statement posted to GoFundMe by April Nordstrom, Kaylee's mother, shared an update with supporters. "This is April, Kaylee's mom. I wanted to come on here, first and foremost, and thank everyone for the generosity, love and support you have shown for Kaylee and our family. To everyone who has donated and also sent their thoughts, love and prayers, we wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. The overwhelming amount of support for Kaylee and our family has been amazing. We are so happy and blessed to announce that Kaylee is now stable, breathing on her own, and has been moved out of the ICU. She still has an incredibly long journey ahead of her, but she is strong. We will update Kaylee's GoFundMe when we can, as changes continue to happen. Thank you again to everybody for your support. We are so grateful." An official investigation has been opened looking into the violent incident after social media users demanded accountability.